This is Senator Al Simpson. If House Democrats can't even balance their own checkbooks, can we ever expect them to balance our federal budget? In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, quiz. Which is more popular with lawmakers, increasing spending or finding ways to cut it? Just look at the 660 pieces of legislation introduced so far in this Congress, and the answer is very clear. Bills to increase spending total up an additional $800 billion, while legislation to try to cut spending only totaled up to $22 billion. Ted, if the Democrat House can't balance its own books, it should come as no surprise at all that this great nation finds itself $4 trillion in the hole. We have to stop borrowing from our children's future and do the job we were hired on to do. How about lawmakers being forced to sponsor a bill that chops spending for every bill they put in to increase it? Novel, eh? At least it might start some of them thinking in a whole new and refreshing way.
Cut it out, Al. Reaganomics is what broke the budget, and you know it. It devastated the economy. Even George Bush called it voodoo economics back in 1980, before he signed on for 8 years as vice president for Reaganomics. Under President Bush, we've had 4 more years of the same snake oil economics, Al. The bubble has finally burst. Your misguided policies of the 1980s brought on this endless recession of the 1990s. You gave tax cuts to the wealthy while the middle class and the poor went through the ringer. You pushed deregulation over the cliff. You deregulated the S&Ls. You let them speculate wildly with depositors' money before they went bust. It cost the taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars we never should have paid. Your reckless experiment in trickle-down economics has been a 12-year failure, Al. It's produced nothing but misery for America. You don't hear anyone saying, 4 more years. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.